On Wednesday evening, the University of Connecticut undergraduate student government passed an act to allocate funding for an Adams First open source chemistry textbook during their Senate meeting.
The act, written by External Affairs Chair Daniel Byrd and Student Services Chair Eliza Conrad, proposes a reallocation of $1,185.83 from the USG Academic Affairs budget to cover a $21,185.83 cost for the revisions of an open-source chemistry textbook.
The money will be used to pay Word and Numbers, a revision company, for revision work on the open-source chemistry textbook written by UConn chemistry professor Ed Neth. Students at UConn in the introductory-level chemistry classes taught by Ed Neth and any other professors that decide to adopt this new book will have access to this textbook for free online and will only pay printing fees for a hard copy. Originally, the USG allocated $20,000 to the general miscellaneous section of the budget to cover the projected cost of this project. However, after meeting with Word and Numbers, the cost was increased to $21,185.83. As a result, the Act proposes to withdraw the extra money from a surplus academic affairs budget. According to Byrd, Professor Neth conservatively estimates that the students in his class will save $400,000 over a five-year period with the adoption of this book. If other professors use this book as well, those savings will increase. Last fall, the UConn chapter of PIRG, a national public interest advocacy group, testified in the state capitol in Hartford for a bill promoting the use of affordable open-source online textbooks. The bill passed in July, establishing an open-source textbook consortium to help lower the cost of acquiring a college degree in Connecticut. The USG Act will put UConn on par with the state.
Hi, guys. So I just want to say that I am very, very strongly in support of this. Clearly, I'm a sponsor on it. But just to respond to some points that were made before, the spending of this money is leading by example. This money is going to be a one-time expense. This money was previously set aside specifically for this purpose. Senate approved this money knowingly and consciously. It's well within our budget. Like Senator Byrd mentioned, we have money that we were intending on spending that we now won't even be spending, so this really is not going to put a strain on our budget. We allocated for this. And when we pass this with overwhelming support, the state will notice. UConn is in a unique position, acting as the flagship university of this state, to lead by example. The state notices what we do. We have testified at the Capitol to advocate for students. This gives us another opportunity to lead by example and show the state what a one-time investment can do for students over a very, very short period of time. Imagine the millions and millions of dollars that students across the state could save if we have potentially $400,000 being saved by only UConn students with only one professor adopting this book for over a five-year time span. Imagine for 50 professors adopting open source textbooks over a 10-year period for thousands of students across the state. This one-time investment of $20,000 is going to be absolutely worth it if we can get the state to see how valuable and how important it is to invest in open source textbooks for students. That's all.
That was Senator Stephanie Sponzo. Many senators voiced the same opinions as Sponzo. However, Senator Surowiec and Senator Burr remained skeptical.
Spent a lot of time talking about this, but I do think that there's plenty of other open source textbooks that can be used, not necessarily in this class or that meet that requirement, but this argument that an open source textbook is needed to show people outside of the university that an open source textbook can save people money, I don't think it has to be one paid for the editing by students here,
said Senator Surowiec. Surowiec worries about the gains Ed Neth will receive from this book being published.
I don't think that we should fund this because I think that's $21,000. He's still the writer of the book. He still has his own, basically he's going to gain from this book being published. Even if it is open source, he's still the writer, so he still has material gain from it. So I think he can front the $20,000 to have his own book, reviewed. And I do think it kind of sets a precedent. There's hundreds and hundreds of books that are used on campus. I don't see why this one particular professor deserves this money fronted for his book being checked. I don't see how it improves the overall condition for students.
The vote clearly passed, despite two nays, in hopes of opening the door to bringing open source textbooks to UConn.